with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting egg prices may go even higher.
There are no signs. Prices for eggs are going down. The government says egg prices hit a record high last month, $4.95 a dozen. That is just the national average. In some places, you could pay $10 a carton for eggs. It's being felt in the stores.
We're just getting less than what we order from our suppliers, and we're compensating by occasionally limiting what customers can buy.
Market owner Joe Trimble in Alameda, California, says most of the time his shelves are only about 25% full.
You're just expected to be there in the same way you expect there to be milk.
I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has rolled out his plan to increase U.S. tariffs to match the tax rates that other countries charge on imports. The Republican is possibly triggering a broader economic confrontation with allies and rivals alike, as he hopes to eliminate any trade imbalances. Trump said Thursday, today is the big one, reciprocal tariffs. The GOP-controlled Senate has confirmed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the next Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Kennedy was confirmed 52-48 with every Republican voting in favor, except for former party leader Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Democrats unanimously opposed Kennedy's confirmation despite his long history of left-wing views on abortion and environmental regulation. On day one of his confirmation hearings, Kennedy addressed Republican concerns about his support for late-term abortion and Roe v. Wade as recently as his presidential campaign. Largely deferring to President Trump, Kennedy promised pro-lifers that he would restore freedom of conscience protections and end federal funding for abortions. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 342 points, the NASDAQ rose 295. This is SRN News. The border czar answers the Pope.
Tom Holman runs the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and he is not pleased with sharp criticism of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens lodged by Pope Francis. Speaking to reporters this week, Holman asked of the Pope, quote, he's got walls around the Vatican, does he not? But we can't have one. In fact, Vatican City has massive 40-foot high walls that are 1,200 years old. Ironically, they were first built to keep out Muslims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sydney, Australia's Bankstown Hospital is examining its patient records after a nurse claimed online to have killed Israelis. Officials say there's no evidence of actual harm to patients. There's been a surge in anti-Semitic activity in Australia over the past 3 months. Several synagogues and other Jewish installations have been attacked in Sydney and Melbourne, where 85% of the country's Jewish population lives. This is SRN News. Another Senate Democrat will not run in next year's midterm.
U.S. Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota says she won't seek re-election, dealing a blow to her fellow Democrats' hopes of retaking the Senate in 2026. Smith made the announcement on a video posted to social media. The 66-year-old says she wants to spend more time with her family after 20 years of work in the public sector. Smith says that she'll use the 2 years left in her term working to represent Minnesota's interest without having to worry about running for re-election.
Correspondent John Scott says that Senator Smith joins Michigan's Gary Peters, who also announced that he would not seek re-election in 2026. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he will stop a plan pushed by the state top education official to collect the immigration status of children when they register for public school. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.